And a very good morning to you. It is the 18th of November, Thursday morning, 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6 and one verse, verse 24, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." Wow, that's quite straightforward, isn't it? We cannot serve two masters. It's either God or it's mammon. Mammon meaning worldly things. We will either despise the one or the other. We will either hate the one and love the other. We cannot remain sitting on the fence. It can be very uncomfortable, especially if it's a barbed wire fence. The rich young ruler, he had to make a choice, and he chose the way of mammon. If we look at the word of God in Luke chapter 18 and verse 23, the Bible tells us, "But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich." You see, this young man kept all the laws. Yes, he went to church, he paid his tithe, he did everything he had to do. But Jesus tested him, you see. He said, "Well then, I want you to sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and then you'll have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." I think Jesus was simply testing his loyalty. I don't believe for a moment that Jesus has any problem with a person being rich, because he had many rich friends. In fact, it was a rich man that took his body off the cross, Joseph of Arimathea. But he was testing his loyalty, and the man had to make a choice, and he chose to follow after his riches. You know, I believe with all my heart, if that rich man had said, "Yes, Lord, I'll give you everything I have," the Lord would have given it straight back to him, because the Lord didn't need his money. But the Lord Jesus let him walk away to a lost eternity. And as one teacher told me a long time ago, he believes Jesus was standing there and the tears were coursing down his cheeks as he saw the young man walking to a lost eternity. I want to say to you today that it doesn't matter what it is. It might not even be riches, but if anything is more important to you than the Lord Jesus Christ, it becomes an idol and it must be dealt with today. We must put Jesus Christ first and foremost in our lives. Have a wonderful day as you serve the Master. He's a good Master. He's gentle and he's full of love. Goodbye.